The hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business reports of standing committees.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be reports of standing committees. Senator from Webster County.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Committee on Fiscal Oversight has a report.
Please send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 126, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Cunningham, Chairman.
Senator from Boone.
President, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of House bills on third reading and formal calendar. I once again ask you to recognize the Senator from 15th for a motion on House Bill 126.
Hearing no objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of House bills of third reading and formal calendar. Senator from the 15th District is recognized for House Bill number 126.
I move that Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 126 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of the 15th District. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. I will remind the body this bill has already been closed on. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll. There is an emergency clause on this bill, so please stay close. Madam Secretary, please read the bill and call the roll.
Senate substitute for Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 126, an act relating to abortion with penalty provisions, a contingent effective date for a certain section, and an emergency clause for a certain section. Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford,
aye.
Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
aye.
Igel,
aye.
Emery,
aye.
Hageman,
aye.
Holzman,
no.
Hoskins,
aye.
Huff,
aye.
Koenig,
aye.
Libela,
aye.
Luchtmeyer, May,
no.
Nasheed,
no.
O'Loughlin,
aye.
Onder,
aye.
Riddle,
aye.
Rizzo,
no.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden,
aye.
Sater,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
no.
Sifton,
no.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh,
no.
White, Whelan,
aye.
Williams,
no.
Senator from Barry, would you repeat your vote?
Aye.
Votes aye. By your vote of 24 aye and 10 no, the bill has received a constitutional majority and is declared passed. Senator from the 15th, you are recognized for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Move for the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of the emergency clause.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burleson,
aye.
Serpoy,
aye.
Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo. Romine. Rowden. Sater. Schatz. Shoup. Sifton. Wallingford. Walsh. White. Whelan. Williams.
Senator from the 5th District, would you repeat your vote? Votes no. By your vote of 24 aye and 10 no, you have adopted the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the titling and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements, and I ask that you recognize me for an announcement.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be announcements. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, I will be going back to messages from the House. We have a number of messages to read in. There will be no other formal business. I will be making an adjournment motion until noon, 12 p.m. This day, as opposed to the normal 10 a.m. So get home and get some sleep. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Butler.
There will not be any karaoke tonight.
The order of business is announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire from the Secretary if there are messages from the House, and if so, I ask that they be read?
There are messages from the House. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 204, entitled An Act Relating to Professional Licensure, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Substitute Amendment 1, 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 10, House Amendment 11, House Amendment 12, House Amendment 13, and House Amendment 14.
If we could take our conversations to the side gallery so we can hear the Secretary read the messages. Thank you.
Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 21, Emergency Clause Adopted. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 54 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 36 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 677 and has taken up and passed Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute for House Bill 677. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to adopt Senate Substitute for House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 499 and requests the Senate to recede from its position and, failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and adopted the Conference Committee Report on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 133 and has taken up and passed Conference Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 133, Emergency Clause Adopted. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 36 as amended. Representatives Ross, Helms, Billington, Brown 27, Lavender. Also, Mr. President, the Speaker of the House of Representatives has appointed the following committee to act with a like committee from the Senate on House Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 54 as amended. Representatives Munsell, Roden, Porter, Clemens, Chappelle, Nadal. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 330 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 to House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 as amended, and House Amendment 4. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Bill 358 with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 3, House Amendment 4, House Amendment 5, House Amendment 6, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 8, House Amendment 9, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 10, House Amendment 10 as amended, House Amendment 11, House Amendment 12, House Amendment 13, House Amendment 14, House Amendment 15, House Amendment 16, House Amendment 17, House Amendment 18, House Amendment 1, 2, House Amendment 19, House Amendment 19 as amended, House Amendment 20, House Amendment 21. Also, Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute Senate Bill 87 entitled An Act Relating to Tax Refund Donations with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 3, House Amendment 3 as amended, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 5, House Amendment 5 as amended, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 6, House Amendment 2 to House Amendment 6, House Amendment 6 as amended, House Amendment 1 to House Amendment 7, House Amendment 7, House Amendment 7 as amended, Emergency Clause adopted. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Concurrent Resolution 5. Also, Mr. President, I am instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed Senate Concurrent Resolution 6. Respectfully submitted, Dana Rodeman Miller, Chief Clerk.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. There are conferees of the dais and it has to be read.
Madam Secretary, please read the conferees.
Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Bill Number 36 with House Committee Substitute and Senate Substitute, or House Committee Substitute as amended. Senators Riddle, White, Huff, Sifton, Arthur. Also, Mr. President, Conference Committee Appointments on Senate Bill Number 54 with House Committee Substitute as amended. Senators Crawford, Whelan, Burleson, Walsh, Sifton.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 12 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Thursday, May 16th at 12 o'clock p.m.